A secret plan to close Lockheed Martin's facility in suburban Syracuse and ship the jobs elsewhere has been put off for at least a year. WRVO's Ryan Delaney has more.
The Post Standard newspaper cited unnamed sources and an internal document Thursday morning that said the defense contractor planned to shutter the facility. The plan was set to be finalized in the next few weeks. It's been canceled for now after pressure from Senator Charles Schumer. A spokeswoman says Schumer talked with the head of Lockheed Martin Tuesday, and the plans were taken off the table. It would have been a major blow to Syracuse's economy. The plant employs about 1,600 people making radar and sensors. The site has been hit with two rounds of layoffs this year already. In a written statement, a Lockheed Martin spokesman says sequestration has prompted the company to reevaluate. He did confirm Syracuse operations will continue for the time being. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
Lockheed Martin says it will continue to monitor the federal budget situation in the future and adjust its strategy accordingly.